Next one is Shirley Mitchell, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Sure. Oh, sure. What's the matter with them? Have we done an ultrasound on him before? On his dad? Oh, on his dad. Right, right. Gotcha, gotcha. Yes, sir. So, Shirley Mitchell is born 8/27/51. Sorry about that. Was seen on 10/5. She's 72 years old. Miss Mitchell is a single woman that lives alone, has two children. She's a smoker. She does drink from time to time. She's divorced, period. She has severe lymphedema of the right lower extremity. This was started after she had cellulitis of her leg and somehow affected the lymphatic system. Had a sebaceous cyst removed. The lymphedema requires three times a day electrical pumping, which keeps the lymphedema at bay. Had a breast biopsy and bladder surgery and recent polyps in the bladder. A recent colonoscopy that showed polyps. Allergy none. COVID immunizations upset. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, asthma, shortness of breath. Patient doesn't drive. Recently was diagnosed with syncope. When she was hospitalized a month ago, patient used to be a CNA by, is from Chicago, used to be a CNA, has been here since 2012. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, bladder cancer. Review of system, weight loss, weakness, syncope. Decreased weight. Not feeling well. Appetite has been down. Patient's blood pressure has been difficult to control. Sometimes it goes too low. Period. On exam, patient weighs, patient weight not recorded, blood pressure 120 or 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, a febrile, heart pulses, muscles of two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity controls on the arm because of dilation, logical, non-focal. Number one, syncope. Number two, we'll get the results from the hospital regarding the workup of syncope, including CT scan and carotid ultrasound. Next one is currently on no medication, but has a history of hypertension and high cholesterol. Next number, patient is in the midst of her workup regarding her syncope and her other medical issues that needs to be addressed as far as the need for provider services, hospice care, and palliative care. That will be better determined after the workup is completed. Thank you.